Shalom to all. Today's office Rosh Hashanah Shabbos Tzadi Beis. We're starting about three lines in with the words Lachshin Leinayim and Vilnius Rosh Davids on Ayin Heor Beis. A few lines in as well. And today's office sponsor Eli Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we're discussing Refuah on Shabbos, particularly in regards to Loichesh using some sort of incantation. The Gemara tells us Lachshin Leayin. A person can use an incantation on Shabbos for Ayin. This means for Ayin Hara. If there's an Ayin Hara harming him, he could use the incantation to take it away. Ulame Ayin or for his stomach, as we had mentioned yesterday, and we're going to see on Omer Beis as well. That any internal issue, any internal problem, we're allowed to heal on Shabbos. Ulunachashim lakravim, if there are snakes or scorpions near him that are causing him problems, he could also use an incantation to get them away from him. Umavir na lo'ayin b'Shabbos, one could take a metal kli and put it on his eye on Shabbos. That's because it's cool and it's going to help him with whatever eye issues he has. And Masri Rikiv, there's a story of Rikiv, Shalazasaya ayin, that he had eye issues, Vavir olav kalim b'Shabbos, and he put these cool kalim on it on Shabbos in order to get rid of it. Now Rav, Vravchio Rabba, trained Amrin, both of them say, Tishin Tisha Mason ba'ayin, ve'echo b'dei shemayim. 99 people die because of ayin hara, and only one of them dies bidei shemayim, meaning a regular natural death. Most people die because of an ayin hara. And Urchanin or Shmuel, Trey and Amr, both of them say, Tisha v'tisha mesa metzina, 99 people die because of cold, vech bidei shemayim, and one from shemayim. And Rav and Kedaite, Urchanin and Amr Kedaite, both Rav and Urchanin are saying, based off where they come from, Rav alidei dehava shari taman, Rav, since he lived over there in Bavel, the ein bisha shchicha taman, it was very common to have ayin hara over there, hava Amr, that's why he said, Tisha v'tisha mesa me'ena, the 99 people die because of ayin hara, vech bidei shemayim, and one day shemayim. Whereas Urchanin al dehava shari bitzparin, since he lived in Siparin, that's in Osataman, because it's very cold there. Hava Amr, that's why he said, Tisha v'tisha mesa metzina, that 99 people die because of the cold of Echavidei Shemayim. Something similar, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman says, B'shem Rabbi Yonason, Tisha v'tisha mesa b'sharav, 99 people die because of the heat of Echavidei Shemayim and Wamidei Shemayim. Rabban Amri, and they say, Tisha v'tisha mesa b'pshia, 99 people die because of pshia. They're negligent with their health, and that's why they die. V'Echavidei Shemayim. And Ruchunya Yaakov Mafar Sayim says, B'shem Rebbe, the Pasuk says, V'Hesar Hashem Chokol Chayli, Hashem will remove all Chayli, all sickness from you. What's the lashon of Kol Chayli, all sickness? Zeus Sreifa, this referring to burning, namely fever, that's found in all sicknesses. And Rav Chana, V'tani Lo B'Shem Rav Elazar Ben Yaakov, V'Hesar Hashem Imcha Kol Chayli, the Pasuk says, What's the lashon of Kol Chayli, Zu Rayoin, this referring to worry, to anxiety. Dom Rav Elazar tells us, we have another Pasuk that says, V'Nasan Ol Barzal Tavrecha, that he's going to place an iron yoke on your neck, Zer Rayoin, this is worry and anxiety. And Rav Oven, he says, V'Hesar Hashem Imcha Kol Chayli, what's this referring to? Zer Yitzar Hara, it's talking about the Yitzar Hara. Sh'roi Shem Masuk V'Soif Emar, the beginning is sweet, but the end is bitter, and the understanding over here is from the word chayli. Chalei in Aramaic means sweet, and the Yitzhahara in the beginning is sweet because he tells you to do things that you think are geshmak, but afterwards it's bitter, and that's what it means. Hashem is going to remove the Yitzhahara from you. And Rav Tanchuma says b'shem Rav Blazer, and Rav Menachma says b'shem Rav. The pasuk says v'heisar Hashem v'chal kol chayli zehamara. This is referring to the gallbladder. Dom Rav Blazer, he says tisha v'tisha mesim b'mara. 99 people die because of issues of their gallbladder, which spreads throughout the entire body. Ve'ech b'dei shemayim, and only one b'dei shemayim. And we continue discussing Refuah on Shabbos. Ruchtim b'yam gadol v'mei teveria. A person is going to wash themselves, rely to go into the yam gadol or into waters of Tveria, afal pishim eschav l'refuah, even though he intends to do so for refuah, that's because it was normal for even regular healthy people to go here. Avol loy b'mei mishra v'loy b'mei sedayim, but he's not allowed to go in water that had flax soaking in it, or in mei sedayim, which is basically like the Yam HaMelech, very, very salty water. That's because only if a person's sick will they go here. So it's obviously he's doing it for refuah. Now, Amasai, when is it that he's not allowed to go into his mei mishra or mei sedayim, is mashim eschav l'refuah, if he dafka wants it for refuah? Halalis mitomot tahara, mutter. But if he's immersing in this, because also a mikvah, and he wants to take himself out of his tamei state into a tahara state, so it's permitted. Now, Amr Shmuel Achad Rechya, he clarifies the first stage of Rechzim B'yam HaGadol Meitaveria, which is permitted, Bavachal Yisha, as long as he doesn't sit there and chill and hang out, because then it's obvious he's doing it for a fua. And we continue, Tanu V'Braisa, Sachan Alintin L'Chayel B'Shabbos, we're allowed to anoint a linton on a sick person on Shabbos. This is basically a mixture of aged wine, clear water, and balsam oil. Emasai, however, when is this? Bizman Shatar from Erev Shabbos, if it was mixed before Shabbos, Avol Moy Tar from Erev Shabbos Aser, but if it wasn't mixed Erev Shabbos, he's not allowed to mix it on Shabbos, because then it's clear that it's for refuah. Now, Amar Shmuel ben Elazar, he tells us that Matar Ha'ir Rav Meir Litref Yayin V'Shemim V'Lasach Chayil B'Shabbos. Rav Meir allowed mixing wine and oil and putting it on a sick person on Shabbos. However, Ukvar Chala, he got sick, meaning Rav Meir himself got sick. Ubikashu Lasus Lakein, we wanted to do this for him, but V'Loy Niachlanu, he didn't allow us. And Amar Nulay, we told him, Rabbi Mavatal At Rech B'Chayecha, are you being Mavatal that which you yourself said while you're alive? So Amalani told him, Afal Pisha Yisiyam Rekain, even though I said this, Loy Malani Libi Miyamai Lavral Divir Chaverai, it never occurred to me that I'm going to be over on my friend's word. So even though, baby, psak, I allow it to happen, in practice, I'm never going to do it because my friends argue with me. And moving on to Halacha Dal, the Mishnah tells us, HaChoshish B'Shinov, if a person has an issue with his teeth, Lo Yigma B'Hen Chaymetz, he's not allowed to sip vinegar. Basically, he can't swish vinegar around his mouth because it's clear that that's for a fua. There's no other reason why he'd be drinking vinegar. Aval Matabul Hukidarkai, but he could dip his bread into vinegar like regular. That's what people would do. Vim Nisrape Nisrape, and if it turns out that he got healed because of all this vinegar on his bread, dead, so then that's fine because he's doing it derech achila. It's a normal way, and it's not like he's doing it for a fuah. Another din, hachashiv masnav, if a person's loins are hurting him, lo yasach yain v'chaimetz, he can't put oil or vinegar on it because that's not the derech, and it's obvious he's doing it for a fuah. Aval sachu es hashemen, he could put oil on it because oil people use for anointing. They just like their skin to be nice, soft, smooth, and silky, and therefore it doesn't look like he's doing it for a fuah. However, v'lo shemen vered, he's not allowed to use rose oil because it's very expensive, and therefore it must be that he's using it for a fuah. Now, b'nei malachim, princes, sachna gabe makasei and shemen vered, they could use shemen vered and put it on their wounds, even on Shabbos, shekein terech b'nei malachim lasach b'chol, because princes, the royalty and the like, they would use shemen vered even during the week, just for regular uses, because they're so wealthy, they don't have an issue with the cost. Therefore, on Shabbos, they're allowed to put shemen vered even on their makah, because again, it just looks like regular, and it doesn't look like they're doing it for a fuah. Now, Rav Shimon says, call Yisrael b'nei malachim, all yidden are b'nei malachim, all of us are the children of Melech Malchim Lachim, and so we can actually use shemen vered on Shabbos. Now, the Gemara asks a question. Ksiv, the pasuk says, kachametz al shinayim uchashon le'inayim, like vinegar for the teeth and like smoke for the eyes. Now, obviously, the pasuk is saying that vinegar is no good for the teeth. Va'atamar hachin, and you're saying this, you're saying that a person is not allowed to sip vinegar on Shabbos if they have a toothache, which is mashma that vinegar is good for the teeth. The pasuk tells us very clearly the vinegar is bad for the teeth. So, Rav Shimon bar Ava, he answers, Tzadi Bezo and Bez, Bechamsin Shal Peres, Himas Nisa, our mission is talking about fruit vinegar. Fruit vinegar is good for the teeth, but wine vinegar is not good for the teeth. Now, Amar Blaz bar Yosa, he answers differently. Vafil Tamer Masnisa, we can even say that Aramish is referring to wine vinegar. Tavla Bishta, Ubishla Tavta. It's good for something that's bad, but it's bad for something that's good. Namely, if a person has a toothache, so then vinegar is good for it. But if a person doesn't have a toothache, so then vinegar is bad for his teeth. And we continue with vinegar, Tanu Vibraisa, Loyhe Magame Chaimetsu Pilot. A person is not allowed to sip vinegar and spit it out. Aval Magame Hu Chaimetsu Boilea, he could sip vinegar on Shabbos and swallow it, because then it doesn't look like he's doing for a fuah. It just looks like he's drinking vinegar. The problem is, Masisa Amr Sha'azar Ligmais Vlivlaya. Our Mishnah says very clearly that he's not allowed to sip and swallow. Detaninun, what does our Mishnah say? Hachashishinov, if a person's teeth are hurting him, Loyigame Bahen Chaimetz. He's not allowed to sip vinegar, and that's mashma, even if he's swallowing it. And so, Mahikadain, what's Pshan of the Braisa? How do we understand it? It seems to be a direct steer with the Mishnah. And the answer is, Oiku Rebbe, either we could say the Braisa is like Rebbe, who says that actually it is normal to drink vinegar. So if a person sips vinegar and then swallows it on Shabbos, that's the derech, and doesn't look like he's doing for a fuah, whereas our Mishnah would be not like Rebbe, it'd be like the Rabbanon. Or we could say that the Braisa is according to everybody, even according to the Rabbanon, and it's referring to a unique case, Magame Chaimetz Shel Truma Acher Tibulai. It's talking about sipping vinegar of Truma after his dipping. This is referring to after the meal, which is where he dips his bread into different dips and vinegar. As we're going to see soon in the Gemara, it was normal to sip plain vinegar, and that was actually good for a person, and that's what we're referring to in the Braisa. And in that situation, if a person wants to sip vinegar and then swallow it, and that's also helping him for his teeth, that's fine. We have a further discussion about this. Rav Avos says, Rav Shimon Rabbi Yechanan, HaKaisis Chitei Truma Loika. If a person takes raw kernels of wheat, which are Truma, and he chews them, he's going to get Malkus. And Rav Avos also says, Rav Shimon Rabbi Yechanan, very similar, HaMagame Chaimetz Shel Truma. If a person sips vinegar of Truma, he's going to get Malkus. And that's because in both these situations, he holds that this is normal. It's considered Achila. However, the question is, and here's the proper Girsa, Tani, we have a Braisa that tells us, HaMagame Chaimetz Shel Truma. If a person sips Truma vinegar, Mishalamis HaKaren Ve'en Mishalamis HaChaimesh. He only has to pay the Karen, the principal, that which he sipped, that which he took, but he doesn't have to pay an added fifth because this is not considered normal achila. Let's say a person takes a truma apple from a kayin and he eats it. That's normal. That's derech. And so he has to not only pay the karen, but also an added chaimish, an added fifth. Here, when he sips vinegar, that's not the norm. So he has to pay for what he stole, but he doesn't have to add on a fifth. And furthermore, the Braisa says, HaKoyzis Chitim Shel Truma, if a person chews raw wheat kernels of truma, Mishalam is a karen, Ve'in Mishalam is a chaimish. He also only has to pay the karen, that which he stole, but he doesn't have to pay a chaimish. And so we see from here, very clearly, not like Rebbe Avo, that it's not normal to sip vinegar or to chew raw wheat. Now, Rebbe Yami Rebbe argues, as we had just said before, Amrani, I say, Shuhu Mishalam Karen V'chaimesh, that he does have to pay Karen V'chaimesh because it is normal to do these things. Now, Rebbe Yami says, B'shem Rav Imi, Modim Cham L'Rebbe, V'dacham agree to Rebbe, B'magam E'chaimesh Shal Truma Acher Tibulai, that if he sips Truma vinegar after his meal, after he already dipped his bread and he finished everything, and then he's sipping Truma vinegar, Shuhu Mishalam Karen V'chaimesh, that he would have to pay a Karen and a Chaimesh. Why is that? Shachaimetz Miyashiv Es HaNefesh, because vinegar after the meal settles the person, it makes him calm, it's good for him, and so in that situation, it is considered normal, and that's why you'd have to pay a Karen and a Chaimesh. Now, continue to talk about Rufu on Shabbos. Chevray Yosei B'Shem Rav Babar Zavta, Kol Shu Menasafa V'Lefnim Merapon Yosei B'Shabbos. Any issue, any ailment, any problem, any illness that's from the lips and inwards, meaning it's in the inner part of his body, that we're allowed to heal on Shabbos. Over Hazrab Zer, Zer asks as follows, but honey, we learned, HaChoshishinov Loigam Ben Chaimetz, if a person's teeth are hurting him, he's not allowed to sip Chaimetz, and V'Loim Menasafa V'Lefnim Hu, isn't that from the lips and inside? His teeth are hurting him, and they're within his lips, so they're considered an inner ailment, so he should be allowed to sip vinegar on Shabbos. And the answer is that no, Reb Zeira Lemarkein, Reb Zeira Rabbi didn't say this. You misquoted him. El rather, Rabbi Zeir said, "B'shem Rabbi Zavda, kol shehu min achalol v'lefnim merapin oisai." Anything which is in the hollow and inside, that is something we can heal. And we say the hollow, that means on the inside of the body, not the mouth. The mouth is not considered the cholol of the body, and therefore our mission is still fine. No sipping vinegar for a toothache. Continuing, Rabbi Zeir quotes from Rabbi Bar Zutra, and Rabbi Chanina says, "B'shem Rabbi, malin etzem shel roish b'shabbos." A person can lift up a bone of the head on Shabbos. This is something which is very dangerous. It's sakana. This is some sort of medical issue, which we don't really know what it is, but it has to do with a bone in the head, and we're allowed to fix that on Shabbos. Another example of Chibra Amdia quotes Rabbi Yoina, who quotes Rabbi Zeira, who quotes Rav Bar Zutra, who quotes Rav Chanino, who says b'shem Rabbi, malin benois oznaim b'Shabbos. A person can lift up the earlobes on Shabbos. This is basically the joint that connects the jaw to the ears. If that's loose, it could be very dangerous. According to some, this is TMJ disorder, which stands for temporomandibular joint disorder, and that's allowed to be fixed on Shabbos because it's dangerous. And Taman Amrin over there, they say b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, ein shemarda. If an eye rebelled, it basically wants to jump out of the socket. Merapanos b'Shabbos, that could be healed on Shabbos because that's also dangerous. And Rav says b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, gabes yadayim v'gabes reglayim sakana. If he has a wound on the back of his hand or on his foot, that's also sakana and could be healed on Shabbos. And Rav says b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, ha'hein simuka sakana. Simuka, which is some sort of redness in the eye, that's also a danger and could be healed on Shabbos. And Amar Rav Oven says, loikden loy oiketz akrav b'Shabbos. One can take the stinger of a scorpion on Shabbos. According to some, this is how to fix up the previous issue, this redness in the eye. Another way of understanding that this is totally different, if a person is stung by a scorpion on Shabbos, that stinger could be pulled out. Now we continue discussing eyes. Rav Amar, he says, ahin chamara, when dealing with wine, lebar me'ena shari, legoymen ena aser. If he wants to pour wine on the outside of his eye, and then it's going to drip into it, that's permitted, but to actually put wine into his eye for fua, that's aser. That's because as long as we're not dealing with simuka, there's redness in the eye, but he has some sort of other issue in the eye that's not considered dangerous, so that cannot be healed on Shabbos because the eye is not considered the inside of the body, it's part of the outside of the body, and therefore the only way that he'd be allowed to do this healing is by pouring wine on his face, and then it drips into his eye, and he always has an excuse. Oh, I just want to pour wine on my face, it cools me off, it makes me feel good, and that's not an issue, but again, pouring it directly into an eye would be a problem of refuah on Shabbos. And something similar, Shmuel Amar, he says, Hahein roik tofel, this roik tofel, which is saliva that comes from a person who hasn't eaten anything, and actually it has therapeutic properties, also litel gabe ayin b'Shabbos, that's not only placed on the ayin Shabbos, because obviously he's doing it for refuah. And similarly, mina atshama, from here we learn, l'chazazisa, if a person has some sort of boil or abscess in their eye, they're also not allowed to heal it on Shabbos, because again, it's considered something external and not internal. Now back to things that are dangerous, the ones allowed to heal on Shabbos, Rabban Tekesan Ari, they say, hadot urda'ana sakana, this urda'ana, which is a lashon of frog, it's some sort of disease, according to some, it creates boils that look like frogs, so that's considered dangerous, and it's allowed to be healed on Shabbos. And Rav Chizkiya Achya says, b'shem Rabban Tekesarin, hadot achshmanisa sakana, this achshmanisa disease is dangerous and could be healed on Shabbos. And our Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, hadot gumarta sakana, this gumarta disease is dangerous and is allowed to be healed on Shabbos. And Zadigim Alam Alpha on the top, Omer Rav Yirmi tells us, noisin olaya chametz v'pesach. We're even allowed to put a medicine which is made up of chametz on it, even though it's on Pesach, because it's dangerous and it needs to be healed. We're going to stop it for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss different things that on Shabbos are or are not allowed to be healed. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.